Das Chazar ist echt nicht so, dass ich sage, wenn man die Hüde mit Zechel Chagiga darf, auf Hei. Sagt der Mishnah, the following is the Chumra of Truma of a Kodesh. In the land of Yehuda, although we trust in Am Haaretz to keep wine and oil of Kodesh as Torah at any point in the year, we only trust them to keep wine and oil of Truma as Torah during the wine pressing and olive pressing seasons. Mishnah continues, if an Am Haaretz brings wine of Truma to a Kohen after the pressing season, the Kohen may not accept it. However, the Am Haaretz may put away the wine until the next pressing season and give it to the Kohen then. If after the pressing season the Am Haaretz told the Kohen that he separated a revius of Kodesh wine into this barrel, he's believed regarding the Torah status of the entire barrel. Regarding kelim that were used for wine of Kodesh, chulin, and truma, the Am Haaretz is believed regarding the Torah status during the pressing season and for 70 days before the pressing season. Frag the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to suggest that the Am Haaretz are only believed regarding the Kodesh oil and wine in Yehuda, but not in the Galil. Why would that be so? So Reish Lakish explained, to bring wine or oil from the Galil to the Beis HaMikdash, you'd have to cross over a strip of land of the Kutim. That land is considered to be Chutz La'aretz, and as such, will make Tomei any food that is carried through it. Frag the Gemara, why can't the wine and oil be placed into an enclosed box, thus shielding from the Tumma as it's carried through? Where it says the Mishnah follows Rebbe, who says that a moving oil is that does not shield the items inside from Tumah, and therefore this box is considered to be a moving oil. Well, for example, why can't the wine and oil be brought in sealed earthenware kalim, which protects the items inside from Tumah? Well, as I said, an earthenware kalim does not have the ability to protect Kodesh from becoming Tumah. For example, Bryce says the Parah Duma water cannot be protected by an earthenware kalim. This suggests that regular Kodesh could be protected by an earthenware kalim. Mar says the inference from the Bryce is that water not yet mixed with the Parah Duma ash could be protected, not that Kodesh could be protected. In fact, Ula said that the Chaverim prepare wine and oil in the Galil to be used for Kodesh. You see, it could be used in the Galil. It could be brought from the Galil. The Mar said they would put it away for when Eliyahu will come and make the land of the Kutim Tar, but they would not bring it over for current use in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah said, "Ubishas hagitois ne'amonim af al hatruma." In fact, the Mishnah says that a kohen may only accept truma from an Am Haaretz before the gathering of the olives is completed, which is before they can become tomei, because we do not trust the Am Haaretz regarding tuma. This seems to say different than our Mishnah, which allows the kohen to accept truma at any point in the pressing season. So Rav Nachman said the Mishnah is talking about the early crop, and the other Mishnah is talking about the late crop, which is processed after the pressing season. Rav Yaitz said the other Mishnah is discussing the olives in the Galil, where the Am Haaretz are not trusted at all. Abaye asked the Bryce said that even in the Galil, the Am Haaretz are believed during the pressing season. So we have to answer like Rav Nachman said, that's talking about the later crop. The Mishnah said, Ovra Gitais, Vehabadim, If the Kohen took the truma from the Am Haaretz at a time when he didn't have, when he shouldn't have, is the Kohen allowed to put it away till the next pressing season and then eat it then? He answered, the Mishnah says that if a Chavar and his brother who was an Am Haaretz inherits from their father who was also an Am Haaretz, the Chavar may split up each category so that he receives the portion that cannot have become Tomei, but he's not allowed to take one category and have his brother take another category in exchange, meaning he can't say, I'll take all these figs and you take all those dates. That he can't say. He can split up the figs and say, I'll take the Torah figs, you take the other figs. But he can't say, I'll take the figs, which he knows are Torah. And he says, and you take the dates, which he knows are not Torah. The Rice explains, because if the Chaver receives liquid truma, he has to burn it. Now, if the Kohen can just put truma of an Am Haaretz away until the next pressing season, why does the Chaver have to burn the truma? It must be that he may not leave it over for the next season. The Gemara says, and maybe that the truma discussed has no pressing season, like date beer. Maybe that's the reason why it has to be destroyed, but it could be that maybe in a case where there was a pressing season involved, maybe you could leave it to the next one. Mario, it's a different question. Why can't he put away to Yom Tov, at which time the Rabbanan said we need not consider the Am Haaretz as things as Tomei? Mario says the items discussed are something that cannot be preserved until Yom Tov, and that's why that can't be an Eitzah. Mishnah says that we're makel in some ways by allowing it to be checked and deemed tar regarding the tumah of a beis hapras, which is on the rabbanon, to allow someone to go and bring his carbon pesach, so as not to prevent him from doing a mitzvah, which carries the karas penalty if not done, but not for one to go and eat truma, since one who eats truma while tamei is chayiv misa from heaven, so we would not allow that type of kula of checking the beis hapras. If it was checked for purposes of someone's carbon pesach, is it now also considered as checked for purposes of truma or not? So Ula said it would be muta for purposes of truma. Rabbi Bar Ula said it would remain osir. An elder said to Rabbi Bar Ula, our Mishnah is a proof against you. The Mishnah says that if there is some Kodesh wine in the Truma wine, the Am Haaretz is believed to say regarding the whole barrel. Similarly, so once we check the purpose of Pesach, it should be considered check the purpose of Truma as well. The Mishnah said, Kade Yayin v'kade Shemen v'chulu. A Braisa says that an Am Haaretz is not believed regarding the Torah status of bottles or regarding the Torah status of Truma. What bottles are we talking about? If they're bottles of Kodesh, he should be believed just as he's believed on the Kodesh itself. If first the bottles of Truma, that's obvious since he's not believed regarding the Truma itself, he's not believed regarding the bottles either. Where it says the Bryce is discussing empty bottles of Kodesh at any point during the year and bottles full with Truma even during the present season. So, our mission seems to say that an Am Haaretz is believed regarding the barrels of Chulin mixed, presumably with truma, during the pressing season, Marzin Yeshiva Rabbi Chiya, they said it means that the bowels of chulin were mixed with kodesh. Only then is he believed, not when it's mixed with truma. Mishnah said kodem lagitoy shivim yoim. Abaye said we can learn from here that 70 days before the pressing season, a sharecropper has to already begin to be busy with the kalim needed for the pressing season. Because he over here that the Amoris is believed 70 days before, that's already considered to be in preparation for the pressing season.